Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. It's Jill and Carlene here. We're in your AirPods. It's Wednesday. We're in your feed and we're together. Hi, Carlene.
Hi, Jill.
So fun. And we are recording a Damn Goods today, which we haven't done in person in probably 4 years, 3 years.
I can't believe it. This is crazy, you guys. We've been recording these Damn Goods episodes once a month for you over Zoom. And Jill moved into a new condo, if you guys have been following that subplot of ours, which is really hard to find in any major city, I think, right now. And she lucked out because her condo has a recording studio in it. Like, zing!
Yeah. So we've been in here before recording with Glamzilla, but we've never done a Damn Goods together in here. And the topic kind of was inspired by our survey we did a few months ago, which was a lot of people were like, we want you to talk about more indie brands. They want to support small businesses.
Right.
Indie brands that are on our radar that we love. Lots of news coming that way. And we're trying to record this on video. So hopefully we'll have some better assets to share with all of your better video so you can see, because that's that was some big feedback from our survey.
Sure.
They want to hear us, but they also want to see our mugs and look at the products we're looking at, which is fair. And you and I were actually having a conversation on Friday, Carlene, and we were just talking about like what makes legitimately a good indie brand, what actually stands out to us like right off the bat,
because
there's some that really don't and it's just like instantly in the bin.
Yes.
So what do you think it is?
Well, I really like it when the brand comes from a point of credibility where they have a founder who we know they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that really appeals to me. And I think we definitely have some in that category that we're going to introduce today. I think it's more about what I don't like to see. And what for me, what I don't like to see are these Me Too brands that literally the question that just pops into my mind is like, why are you here?
Yeah. And by Me Too, you're not talking about Harvey Weinstein, because that's what I think about all the time. You're like, it's like another one
just because.
Right.
When they're just coming in because it just seems like such an obvious money grab.
Yeah.
And it's like, we need to expand. Like, why don't we just launch something? I think that makes no sense. And we just don't need more clutter.
Yeah.
I've never been here for that. And if there's not a specific point of view and they're bringing in something new to the table, like legitimately new, then that's my question. Why are you here?
Yeah. And there's been some brands in the past, like I'd say 2 or 3 years, that have gotten us really excited right away, like Violette's brand.
Yeah.
Instantly, I was like, this is different. This is exciting. The products are incredible quality. I think Gio Skin as well.
Yeah.
Right? I hope
Absolutely.
I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
D-I-E-U-X.
Well, for sure. And I think, you know, when you have a makeup artist like Violette, and her taste is so discerning. And by the way, if you haven't listened, we have 2 episodes with Violette. Go back and listen. But she's just such an excellent makeup artist, and people want what she has. People want the magic of her look and her aura. I do want to give a quick update because I was kind of just skin. I have so much respect for Charlotte Pellermino.
Yes.
And she's been on our show as well. If you haven't listened, go back and have a listen. She debunks a lot of myths. You know how she does. But I actually lost the products that were sent to me. They just got lost in my own clutter closet.
Well, that's bad news because I brought those back from New York for you.
Oh, no, I found it.
Okay, good.
And so I'm now in love with the Instant Angel Lipid Rich Moisturizer, which feels like a cocoon on your skin. It's so gorgeous. And I noticed on their website when I was doing research recently that they are coming out with a gel cream version.
Yep.
And so if you've tried this product and it is too heavy for you, or just in the summer you like to switch it up, gel cream is coming. But funny, I noticed today I went on their website and that news release update is gone.
Oh, interesting.
And I went to their Instagram and it says that something new is launching this summer.
Okay.
And so putting the two together, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe you got the scoop.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to do a page went live and it wasn't supposed to. But I remember Charlotte, that moisturizer is incredible, and that's the one that Hailey Bieber loves as well.
Yeah.
But it's too heavy for me. Like, I loved it in the winter. I tried it a few times. This is going to be my new move. But anyway, today, let's give people a sneak peek of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a couple of fragrance brands that have been impressing us. Some that are like steeped in beauty history, shall we say, but others that are like brand new and basically were dreamed up beside a pool. We also have a couple of new skincare lines, one of which is from an esthetician who has been on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a makeup line from a really talented social media star makeup artist from across the pond.
Ooh, is this the new Violette?
Yes, exactly. What else? What am I missing?
Well, we definitely have some AAPI brands to shout out. Yeah, just some real excitement and buzz happening.
And stay tuned to the end because I finally found a hair tie that doesn't bust in my thick hair. And of course, every single thing that we talk about, we listed on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. We always share all of the product links there. So you don't need to take notes right now. You can catch up on our website.
Right. Cue the music.
Let's do it. Pausing to share a message with y'all in partnership with Skims. It's Jill here, your humble host, who also happens to be a member of the Big Titty Committee. That is right. And I'm here to tell you about a bra that's changed the game for me since I tried it. So if you haven't heard of Skims before, Skims is the solution-oriented brand creating the next generation of underwear, loungewear, and shapewear for everybody. So I tried the Fits Everybody Racerback bra, and I can tell you that it has changed the way that I'm like shopping for my fashion this summer, because it's hard to find a bra, especially that style, for bigger boobs that lifts you up, gives you the support, but that's also really comfortable. And the Fits Everybody Racerback, chef's kiss, it's getting the job done. And I bought actually so many Racerback tank tops since I got this bra. I am just really into it. Everybody should experience this level of comfort. You kind of forget that you're wearing it, which I love. So I have the Racerback bralette in Onyx, which is a black and clay, and that is great for like under white tank tops and stuff. The Fits Everybody collection of underwear are lightweight, they're form-fitting essentials, the buttery soft fabric, it molds to your body and stretches to twice its size. It's offered in a range of cuts and fits, from underwear and bras to dresses, t-shirts, and bodysuits. Plus, I love the diversity of sizes. It's available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X and offered in 9 core colorways and limited edition seasonal colors. So believe the hype, this collection has over 90,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Skims, Fits Everybody, and more best-selling essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75, all at skims.com. And if you do make a purchase, let them know that Breaking Beauty Podcast sent you over on skims.com. Once again, check out the Skims Fits Everybody collection and get free shipping on orders over $75, all at skims.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, Jill, take it away.
All right. So first up, I want to talk about a makeup brand. It's called Vive. And it actually got on my radar. It launched in November 2020, but it got on my radar thanks to one of our listeners, Kimberly, who's often in our DMs.
Hey,
shout out to Kimberly. And she was just talking about how she was obsessed with this makeup brand. And Genevieve, it's from a makeup artist, Jamie Genevieve. She is based in Glasgow in the UK. I had never laid eyes on it before. So I called it in and I'm going to review it today and tell you all about it.
Amazing. Looking at the packaging, I am going to say off the hop, it's giving me Tom Ford vibes. They use this. Okay, it's black and gold.
There's
this texture to the lacquer where it's like these vertical lines, which really is giving me Tom Ford. What is the noir?
It's the orchid perfume.
Yes.
That's you're thinking
yes,
of. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Interesting. That's an interesting point. So why this brand? And I wanted to talk about it today. Yes, the quality is great and I'll get there. But also she just got major backing from the same venture capital people. I don't know how that works, but venture capital people that back Charlotte Tilbury.
Ooh.
So she's going to be making moves. And I saw, and Jamie is the makeup artist, as I mentioned, and she is like so pregnant. Like she's probably giving birth right now as we're talking about this. But before that, she was in the US and I saw she was bopping around. She was doing a lot of different makeup artistry, but also probably scouting
retail
meetings, options, all of that. So she came up in the industry. She worked at Lush. She worked at Estee Lauder, built her kit with her discount from Estee Lauder, and then started getting huge on YouTube, doing tons of tutorials. And that's where she really got the notoriety on and credibility is on YouTube.
Okay.
So that's how she came up.
Okay.
And she ships all around the world from her website, and the brand is sold on counter at Harrods and at Space NK.
Okay.
So you can also order it from Space NK. Nothing is more than $50 in the range, $50 US, aside from a few brush sets that are like 200,
yeah,
whatever.
Set.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair.
Okay, so I'm going to talk first about the eyeshadow palette.
Ooh.
They're called Soul Shadows.
Okay.
And the color that I tried out is called Terra. So these are like really soft mattes. They kind of remind me of the Makeup by Mario colorways, but they're really richly pigmented. There's no fallout at all. And this is just going to be like my go-to everyday palette. I was like really impressed with the wear. Like I'm looking at it right now. I didn't even put any primer on or anything. And it's actually
lovely,
holding up really well. I also love the notion of some of the face products.
Okay, wait, can I ask you something about that? Is that a cream to powder? Because when you open it and look at it, it doesn't look like something that's going to fall out. It doesn't look powdery.
Right.
It looks like a cream to powder. Is that what it is?
It's not cream, technically. Yeah. She doesn't call it cream to powder, but it's
just see a little
very
swatching?
Silky.
We're
do
here
a little
in person,
do
girl.
A little
you
silky.
Can't go so fast.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that. That is true pigment, you guys.
Yeah.
I'll do the swatching. Let me do the swatching.
Yeah, you can do the swatching.
Okay.
While I talk about
okay,
a couple of
I'm
the
into
other
it.
Things.
I'm into it.
Yeah, they're really good. And she doesn't have a mascara yet, I don't think, but
okay.
I'm very curious to try. But she has like a skin do. She has a face primer. She has these really beautiful lipsticks. They're mostly nude shades. And
okay.
I think she's done a really good job in curating those. And again, it looks very luxe to your point, but it's not that expensive. Like I think the lipsticks are only $25.
Right. Not as expensive as Tom Ford.
Or Charlotte Tilbury even.
What does skin do though?
Okay,
come on. You can't just drop that name and then just keep going.
I have to get into my
okay, she's going into her box.
I hope I brought it down here.
You know what we're gonna need for these if we're gonna continue to do this? Wipes.
Yeah.
I know we're not big wipes fans, guys, but when you're doing something like this, you kind of have to. Like we have nowhere to wash
microphone.
A cloth.
I didn't bring it downstairs, but I did try it this morning,
okay.
and I really did like it. It's
not
like
one of those there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it is. Oh, my God. It's right in front of me, guys.
Okay. There
this
it is.
This is it. Yeah. It's like a liquidy, goldy, beautiful highlighter.
It's the Flawless Filter is what it is, but it's way more pigmented than the Flawless Filter.
Yeah. Like, this is something I would mix with moisturizer.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I put out a huge blob, but obviously you don't need that much.
Yeah. We're only on product one and you're...
Girl,
you're...
we need wipes. Oh my goodness. I've got this squished up, balled up Kleenex in my pocket. I'm going to have to use that.
And I think it's one of those things where you'll just look like effortlessly pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could see this makeup line being beloved, not only by makeup artists, but by, just... us regular folk over here. So that's an indie
brand. So there's no word on US or North American retailers yet.
Not yet.
But we think it's coming.
One thing I couldn't really determine is if it was in store at Space NK, because I do know that there are Space NK shops scattered throughout the U.S. There's Space NK in New York, and it's Space NK ships everywhere around the world. So, yeah.
Amazing.
So
well, thank you for the introduction. Yeah. I am curious, and
maybe I'll let you borrow some of these things.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. All right, so we're going to get into some fragrances, and I want to talk about this one that I wore over the weekend. This is Eau de Toilette by Vacation Sunscreen Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty.
Yes.
It's got this old school label on it.
Yeah.
Like the logo Vacation looks like 1980s Barbie, a little bit of that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This fragrance retails for $60 US, and they do ship to Canada. And full disclosure, they are an advertiser with us right now, but this is not an ad.
Yeah.
I just really like this scent because I usually wear Sol de Janeiro in the summer. I always get compliments on that, even just the cream. Like literally I wore that the other day and my neighbor asked me what I was wearing.
Yeah.
Because it smells like the scent of summer. So Vacation is very similar. This one has notes of pineapple and banana.
Like good old fashioned sunscreen, like coconut.
Yeah.
They said even
exactly.
Like
coconut
Lycra
water.
Pool water.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got an interesting bit of a zip to it where it's not just all fruitiness.
Yeah.
But that's a fun one to wear if you like to switch it up in the summer.
I wore it lots. And when I was in Miami, I got so many compliments on it. And it should be known that the perfumer behind that, Rodrigo Flores Rue, name drop, I've interviewed him so many times. He's the guy behind Clinique Happy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually
legit. Fine
well, it's
fragrance.
Like fine fragrance,
yeah.
You know, which you wouldn't expect from a sunscreen company. By the way, we have a promo code that we will link to as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why not? But what I'm really excited about is that they just came out with this Vacation SPF 30 baby oil.
It's so fun.
Okay. If you're round about our age,
yeah.
I don't know if you were guilty of this, but I used to wear baby oil.
No, I did not do that.
With my teenage friends. This is when I probably told you this story before. We used to climb up to the top of her garage to get closer to the sun and put baby oil on us to get a tan. And this actually smells like baby oil. It smells exactly like baby oil. So you know who you are. If you're a baby oil girl, you're going to love this, but you're getting the protection of an SPF 30. I will admit, I've tried it. I love that it gives you that luxe, you know, that baby oil sheen.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you get with it.
Yeah.
But I haven't tried it on a beach.
Right.
To be able to say, oh, it protects, you know, just like a heavy duty thick cream.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that, but will I be trying it? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because these like ghostly white legs, they need all the sheen they can get.
Yeah.
So I love that you're getting that sheen that you can get with a body oil, but you're getting the SPF 30.
100%.
So this, I'll definitely be trying.
This brand is crushing it. They really are.
Just if you're carrying it, put in a Ziploc, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. That's it even has the same, the attention to detail, like the Pantone of this pink top on this bottle is like baby lotion.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the bottle itself is like an apothecary style brown. Yeah. Very cool.
The whole branding on this line, like even if you go to their Instagram, it's all like, kind of faded, not Polaroid, but like what do you call it?
Like I said, it was like stumbling upon a box of someone's vacation photos from Club Med.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they're going to be wearing the pink, like Ralph Lauren sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I love it. Like I want to wear the merch.
100%.
We need them to send us merch.
Yeah, send us the hat, please.
I need a Terry Bucket hat if that's what they
have. Do you know the backstory of this brand?
I actually don't.
The founders of this brand, they became famous on Spotify with their Poolside FM.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have like a bit of an audible story, as it were. So Poolside FM, have you ever listened to that? It's
no.
like a radio station on Spotify.
Okay.
That's the idea. It's not a real radio station, but they just created this like monstrous following because of the vibes they were creating on Spotify.
So what, do they play music like good vibration?
It's not like, it's not cheesy.
Okay.
No, it's not cheesy like that. It's
her
like
name
mad.
Is Rio like that?
It's cooler than that, I would say.
Okay.
And that was what they did. And then when the pandemic hit, they were like in the Dominican Republic, all of them together.
Yeah.
It's like all these creative types. And they were like, what if we created this like sunscreen brand that had the same vibe as like a chill as fuck Spotify playlist, Spotify radio station, Poolside FM. So even when you go on their website, there is a spot where you can like play the Poolside FM.
Oh,
like I followed
so
Poolside
cool.
FM for years before.
Okay. We're going to link to that.
So like
in
when you have
notes.
A party and you want to be the cool girl, that's what you put on.
Okay. And then you wear the fragrance and then you wear the baby oil.
Yeah. Or their regular sunscreen. They have their sunscreen in the whipped cream can. Have you seen that? It's a whip. It looks like Ready Whip, red top on it, and it has the same mechanism like you would see on a whipped cream can, like the
that's hot.
The little what's it called?
I know what you mean. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Ilia. So, you know, we're always talking about the breakthrough products around here at Breaking Beauty, and I'm here for the new wave of cosmetics that's putting the skincare in makeup. Ilia is definitely one of the OGs when it comes to thoughtfully formulated products. I think of their makeup as like second skin effect. They're never going to hit you with a neon palette. It's really easy to apply. Their formulas are super hydrating, so your skin still looks alive when you put it on. You've probably seen Ilia's Super Serum Skin Tint SPF 40 somewhere on social media. It went completely viral. It's really known to give you this light, dewy coverage. And it also has niacinamide, hyaluronic acid, and squalane in it. So it's going to give you benefits of hydration and evening of tone, pores, all of that over time. I really like that it has SPF 40. I still wear a moisturizer with SPF underneath, but I love the layering effect for added protection. And then I've been playing with this product. I think it's great to wear it in the summer when I don't want a heavier looking foundation. I'll apply it so I get that dewy glow and a little bit of coverage. And then I just use concealer in my T-zone where I have more redness. And I like to keep the dewy look going with like a cream blush, a cream eyeshadow, and a setting spray over top. The Super Serum Skin Tint comes in 30 shades, and I didn't know this, but you can submit a selfie on their website and a real human will shade match you. They have a 96% success rate. That's incredible. You can go on iliabeauty.com and read the thousands of five-star reviews, and we have a promo code. Visit iliabeauty.com and use Breaking Beauty at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's ILIABeauty.com. Use code Breaking Beauty for 15% off your first order.
Hey everyone, jumping in with an epic way to save in partnership with Macy's. So who's in the mood to shop for summer events but also save big? Well, the time is right because the Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event is going on now through May 21st, and you can get an extra 10 to 25% off the latest designer looks and home decor. And I've got a few items in my cart right now, and I'm going to share them with you in case you need a little shopping inspiration. So I have these flat form sandals from Coach. And they're kind of like a fisherman style leather sandals. I think they'll look great with dresses all summer long. I'm debating between the black pair and the white pair. Still undecided on that. And there's also a Free People oversized white cotton shirt. I feel like that's just a summer moment. You need to have it. It's actually called the Summer Daydream Cotton Top. Like that with denim shorts, I'll be all set for summer. And it's not just fashion that's on promo. You can save on home decor too. So if you want to re-up on some outdoor cushions for your patio furniture or refresh your living room with some new art, Macy's has tons of choice. So check out Macy's.com to save before it's over. Use promo code SUMMER to save. Some exclusions apply, so see Macy's.com for details. Once again, head over to Macy's.com and enter promo code SUMMER to get an extra 10 to 25% off the latest designer looks and home decor. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
Now, Jill, you were going to hit us with a fragrance as well, and I know a little bit about it, but I'm very curious to know the backstory.
Yeah, so this brand is called Maker, and it's actually created by the founders of Fresh, Lev Glasman and Alina. Mm-hmm. Sorry, her last name escapes me at the moment. So this is kind of like their next act, and so they have a hotel that's in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hudson Valley, and it's called the Maker Hotel, and the whole idea is that it's like they have 11 rooms and everything in the room is made by a maker. Like their rugs are from Morocco. Their blankets are from this insane, like collective, like,
right.
And every room is shoppable. You can shop every piece in their gift shop. Even their like glasses, glassware, like you have by your night table kind of thing. So everything about it is crafted, curated. The wallpaper prints are custom. Alina designed them, like just insane. And so they have that entity. And they also have a store in New York, the Maker Store, that's right in the heart of Chelsea. It's by Jack's wife, Frida. If anybody wants to like get the vibes of the Maker Hotel, but in the city, that's where you go. Yeah. So this is their 2.0. And one of the big amenities they have at the hotel is this fragrance library. It has over 100 fragrances in there. So you can go in and dip and spray and just create and kind of get lost in there.
Oh, I love that.
And these are all these different fragrances they've found
from
around the world. So with all of that being said, they've recently created their own fragrance brand called Maker Fragrances.
Cool.
And they actually just launched in Sephora in the US, and they are on Goop. They're one of the top selling beauty brands on Goop now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like how many? I think 6 fragrances.
Okay.
To start. And my favorite is called Naked, which I have right here and I'm wearing it today. And it's kind of like, it's meant to be like very sensual, and like the whole idea of like getting tangled up in sheets together. Like that's the idea. So the notes of the Naked fragrance are top notes of pink pepper, angelica seeds. It's also got a heart of wild orris, lemon violet. And then the base is a white musk, transparent amber, and papyrus. So it's like very sexy and very wearable as well. It's an eau de parfum. This is $175 US, but they do for the 50 ml and they do a 10 ml that's like $50. And they have little sampler sets.
And of course, that sounds like a lot of money. But just as a reminder, the Eau de Parfum is more concentrated than Eau de Toilette. So it's longer lasting. And because it has more of a concentration, that's why Eau de Parfums are always more expensive.
Now, the other one that I'm like, so that's their number one bestseller.
I'm obsessed with it.
You do? I want really?
It. I actually want it.
Okay, great.
Like, if you're not going to use it, I'll take it.
Okay.
Or if it's in your sampler kit, I want this.
Yeah, and they have candles. I'm just going to show really quickly because I think you'll be obsessed with this idea.
Of course I will. You know, one thing I will say about Fresh that they've clearly carried into this new line, mm-hmm. Maker, what I always loved about Fresh when they first started with the soap, of course, that was wrapped in the paper.
Yes.
It's all about giftable. Even though they're not thinking that, they've never said that. They've never said we are a gifting brand at all. But they always succeed in doing that. Like even the Maker shop, when you were talking about that, I was like, that's where I would go to buy a special gift for someone.
Yes.
Because everything is handcrafted.
Yeah, they can
very well curated because they have taste.
Yeah. So this
lovely
fragrance that you're smelling is called The Gardener. It's very like spring oriented. And I will say that the idea with this one, it's like this heavy glass. I don't know what this like
vessel.
Yeah, vessel is. You can see it even says the Maker there.
Oh, nice.
But the idea here is, you guys, when this is done, the candle is done, you just take out the thing and this is meant to be a glass.
Oh, nice. Okay. And apparently, I think you do that with boiling water. I'm not sure.
Oh, you can actually put it in the freezer and then you just chip it out.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's how everybody got those Diptyque brushes.
Okay, I went
holders.
The opposite way. So I want to move on and give a little bit of AAPI love because, of course, it is May.
Yeah.
And I also want to talk about an indie brand that is just coming into Sephora. It's called Sahajan.
Mm-hmm.
So Jill, you'll be familiar with this brand, of course, because we met the founder, Lisa Mattam, like 6 or 7 years ago at an event in Toronto. We were in a store, Pure and Simple, and it was a live event.
Yeah,
and
we were moderating the panel.
We moderated, mm-hmm. yeah. And Lisa is so lovely. And this line, Sahajan, is all about, and I'm going to need your help saying this, Ayurveda? Ayurveda?
Oh my gosh. No, it's Ayurvedic or Ayurveda.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, these are like 5,000-year-old principles in terms of, you know,
self-care, wellness.
Yeah. And just like ingredients that actually do something, but it's more like anecdotal that, you know, that this will have been passed on from generation to generation. And the thing about Lisa, though, is that her background, she comes from pharmaceutical. So every product that she's ever introduced is clinically tested.
Right.
So even though it's like marrying the two worlds, which I love. And so this is not a new brand, but the reason I wanted to talk about it is because you might be familiar with this having been in Detox Market and Credo Beauty, but it's entering Sephora Canada this year.
Oh, great.
And the PR says it's entering Sephora most likely. It's like TBC.
Uh-huh. But neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, exactly. So that's happening. Plus, it's going to be entering all JW Marriott hotels and Ritz-Carlton hotels globally.
Right.
Starting in June of 2023.
Right.
So I think we're just going to see Sahajan like popping off, even though it's been around for a while.
Right.
It's been a bit of a slow burn. And I think they were also a Sephora Accelerate brand a few years ago now. So I think
she might have been part of the first cohort.
Yeah,
cohort.
Could be. Yeah.
Cohort ever.
Yeah. So I had known about this brand, but just being really honest, I had not tried it.
Yeah.
And so when I heard all the news around it, I was like, you know what? Can you just send it to me and, you know, I'll check it out. So sure enough, I've fallen in love with two of the bestsellers from
Amazing.
The line. One of them is called the Ayurvedic Blend Radiance Face Serum. This is it here. And it comes out in a dropper. It's in an amber bottle. And it looks like this funny, like bit of a muddy beige color.
Yeah.
And it's not as thin as most serums. And so this one is all about, you're meant to use like one or two drops of it. And it's meant to brighten and stimulate collagen production. It has like a lot of antioxidants, hyaluronic acid. But what I love about it is that, first of all, the smell. Smell this. It's like spa.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
I just find that I put it on and it gives you this beautiful, subtle radiance instantly. So it's one of those products where it's giving you over time. The more that you use it, the antioxidants are going to be protecting you from pollution and free radicals, et cetera. But it also gives me this instant life.
Yeah.
I love products like that because then even if I'm a little hungover or I'm tired, I put it on.
Yeah.
And it, honestly, it just... I know why it's one of their best sellers.
Yeah.
Like people are addicted to this product. So that's one thing. I just want to get you the price. It's $74 US, same price, $74 in Canada. That rarely happens.
Yeah.
And I just want to do a quick shout out to the Ritual Body Oil,
Ooh.
Which is also one of their best sellers. And it won the Cosmopolitan Clean Beauty Awards in March of 2023. And I put this on as I was testing it. And like literally my husband just was going crazy. Like,
I love that.
He just wanted to like touch me
over.
He wanted to make out with me. Like,
cute.
I can't go into too much more details, but all I'm going to say is like, this is the summer of oils.
Yeah.
And between these two, like I'm going to be getting a lot of play.
A lot of love.
A lot of love.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And
he loved it. And I loved it. Like, it's just gorgeous.
It's like beautifully made, but also, it does smell like the spa, that moment of zen,
yes,
right? Throughout
absolutely.
The day. And that is part of Ayurvedic products. And I just love to see that she's getting that traction that she so deserves.
Yeah.
'Cause I think it is that slow burn. There's so many years of like love and TLC that goes into building a brand, and to see it getting that
absolutely.
Worldwide sort of attention.
And again,
is
like
great.
Legit credibility.
Yeah.
Like her parents were really into this growing up, and that's where she got her love of it. And she works with Ayurvedic doctors. But again, she does that clinical testing. So very cool.
Great. Okay, what's next?
Okay, so again, another AAPI brand that is on the rise. It's pretty much brand new. It's called Motif.
Cool.
This is the bottle. It's beautiful. It's like this burgundy color, and then it has this lavender, digital lavender logo motif.
And dare I say it's the Pantone color of the year.
Yeah, pretty much. So some people are calling this cleanser. This is called the Abundance Plumping Phytoceramide Cleanser Facial in a Bottle.
Hey,
now,
wow.
I don't know that I would go that far with it, but I do really like it. First of all, I'm just going to give you the price. It's $65 US. It's not available in Canada yet. So this is a creamy, luxurious face cleanser. I'm going to put some out. Jill, look
Ooh.
How nice. It's like a peachy.
We need that wipe. We need that wipe.
I know. It's a peachy, like really rich cream.
Great.
What's great about it is it's a 2-in-1. So it has this richness. It feels like a delicate pudding, but it has what's called loofah fruit fibers in it.
Hmm.
So it's actually a gentle exfoliant. And if you feel it, it feels almost like there's like fig seeds
okay.
in the pudding. Mm-hmm. That's how I want to put it. Like, it's very, very gentle. And so that's the whole purpose. It's like a 2-in-1 cleanser that you can actually leave on as a mask.
Right.
And then so you can leave it on for like 5 minutes. I used it in the bath the other day. I left it on for 10 minutes. And so it's just going to give you a very gentle sloughing. And it has a skin identical pH of 5 to 5.5. So it's all about people like me who have sensitive skin
yeah.
and you, but you do need some exfoliation now and then. I honestly have started steering clear of acids. My skin's yeah. just too reactive.
Yeah.
So something like this for me is perfect. The founder, her name is Devanshi Garge Serene, and she worked with dermatologists to design it. So it's not dermatologist approved
or dermatologist tested
yeah. where it was like sent to them and they said, yeah, I tried it. It was actually developed with dermatologists, which I respect. And it's all about potent ingredients without any allergens. So that's where the dermatologist stepped in and made sure that there's no essential oils or anything that can possibly mm-hmm. irritate you.
Right.
And I know that they have another new product coming out June 1st. I just don't know what it is yet. I think she's friends with Nancy Twine, the founder of Briogeo.
Love Nancy.
Yeah. So Nancy actually shouted out the product in Glamour.
Oh, great.
So I think we're going to be hearing more about this line. Just a lovely experience.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad to know about it. I want to try it too.
Yeah.
Send me some.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by MediHeal. So I don't know if you do this, if you go on these girls' getaways with like your girl gang. I do this once or twice a year. I still have friends from high school. Recently, we went to Brooklyn. We rented an Airbnb. We went to an old school house music party, danced the night away. Anyway, I'm always the one to bring sheet masks and everybody loves these. It's always a hit. Of course, I'm the beauty editor, so that's, it's on me. And I'm really excited. Next time I go, I'm bringing the MediHeal. So this is the number one best-selling sheet mask brand in Korea. And if you haven't heard of them before, they actually recently upgraded all of their best-selling sheet masks with even more active ingredients. So you're going to get even glowier results. And there's a formula for every girly pop in the group. I really like the collagen essential mask for lifting and firming. And they've put in like 3 times more collagen actives to bring on that bounce. They also have a tea tree essential mask, which is interesting for clearing up acne without any drying, though. And I'm excited to try their award-winning NMF ampoule mask. So that stands for natural moisturizing factor ingredients. And that supposedly has an extra bottle of serum in every sheet mask. So maximum dewiness there. And the best part is you can buy these in packs of 10. So it's great if you're bringing them to, a girl's getaway. You can get 35% off when you buy any of these aforementioned 10 packs at MediHeal's official Amazon US store and enter the coupon code BREAKING35 at checkout. And MediHeal loves Breaking Beauty listeners. They're extending a personal invite to enter a TikTok giveaway. Go to @MediHealUS on TikTok and enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. This could be like a wedding party. You just have to follow @MediHealUS on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. And 3 lucky winners will be selected. Good luck. Could be you. And now back to the show. Do you have any more skincare?
Oh my gosh. I'm excited to tell everybody listening about a line from an esthetician that's been on our show.
Ooh.
And in fact, she teased it when she was on our show way back in early 2022.
Mm-hmm.
That esthetician is Sophie Pavitt. As you might remember, if you did listen to that episode, she's based in New York. Mm-hmm. Emily Weiss dropped her name as a go-to facialist.
Mm-hmm.
She really has these incredible results-oriented facials especially for acne-prone.
What did we call her? The acne whisperer?
Yeah, the acne whisperer.
Yeah, because her before and afters are insane and not retouched. They're true transformations.
Absolutely. And I think her point of differentiation was that she really coached people. Not only was it like 80 minutes with her in the spa or whatnot, whatnot, but she was doing like follow-up consultations virtually with all these people and has trained her staff to do that as well. So anyway, she came out with her first product. It's actually called the Sophie Pavitt Face Mandelic Clearing Serum. So mandelic acid is known to be like quite a gentle acid. It doesn't draw you out as much as like a lactic acid or glycolic acid, but it's just not in that many products on the market. Estheticians have been using it for a long time because they know that it is powerful and gentle. And so it's $54 US. And I appreciated also on her website and on her Instagram that she put out a protocol on how to use this product depending on your skin type. So she's like, if you're sensitive, you only use it XYZ times. If you're blemish prone, use it like this. If you are dry, use it like this.
That's smart.
And that again is that like education aspect where you don't just like slap it on every single day, twice a day and hope for the best.
Right.
And I really noticed that it helped with like brightening my post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation where I did have some zits. It's the texture of it also, I feel like needs to be shouted out for those acne sufferers, because when you have acne and when you're so afraid to put anything on your face, it is like triggering kind of. So this has a texture that's even lighter than water, I would say. It is so runny, for lack of a better word, that you just aren't worried about that at all. It's not going to break you out. And that's her whole MO. And I really liked it. My hormonal acne, I still felt like I needed to get in there with something a little more powerful, like a Differin. But I had no irritation from the Sophie Pavitt product. And I'm going to keep using it. I've been using it like every day. No irritation at all. And I do feel like it helped to brighten it. And I think it's one of those things that if I keep doing it long term, like any skincare product, I'm going to continue to see the benefits.
It's definitely doing something. I was using it every day and I did notice a little bit of a burny sensation. But unlike you, I didn't read the website. So I didn't read the instructions and I probably used it wrong. But I mean, I think that if you are a person who suffers from acne regularly, you want to feel a difference.
Yeah. And the other thing I would say about her and the education, if you ever have a product at home and you're not sure if it's is good for you or not, she actually created a section on her website where you can copy and paste the ingredients from any skincare product, any brand, and it will flag if it's comedogenic, if it will clog your pores, if there's like a sneaky shea butter in there that you don't know about, or some of these other ingredients that are known to be pore clogging. So again, she's just out here doing the Lord's work. Thank you, Sophie. Yeah. And we did get a little sneak peek that there's something else coming from her early in June. This is going to be one of those cult indie brands.
Yeah, where it's going to be word of mouth. She's not going to have a big budget to do, you know, she's not going to be paying influencers. It's going to be word of mouth, one person passing it to the next. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about it.
And I also appreciated that she had a lot of different skin types and tones, including melanin rich skin types in her website images and branding, because I think that that's also been really missing in the acne treatment sort of, especially from estheticians. You don't see that a lot. So good job, Sophie. Send me more. And actually, I'll take yours if you don't like it.
Fair trade. I'll trade you that for the Maker Naked fragrance.
Okay.
All right. So Jill's going to close it out. You teased something to do with your hair and holding it up. So what do you got in your box of tricks over there?
Okay, so this product is called the Scrungie, and it was co-created with Matthew Collins. I was going to call him Matthew Stylist because that's his handle on Instagram. I do that all the time.
That does happen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he is an incredible hairstylist. We know that he also works with Dyson, and he works with a lot of celebrities too, like Kristen Bell, and he created this revolutionary hair tie that is meant to really just like hold your hair in place so you get that BDE ponytail that does not move. This is...
What's a BDE ponytail?
Like big dick energy. Like when you get like a high pony that doesn't...
Oh, like it's erect.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Or just like you don't mess with it. It comes in two colors. There's black and then there's like what they call an active nude, which I think would look good in like a blonde hair.
Yeah.
These are $24.99 Canadian, by the way, and they are around $20 US. So you and I have been working in magazines and reporting backstage for so many years, and everybody on an editorial set would always have hair ties that they would wrap around. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They were elastics that were straight and they had hooks on the end.
Yes, I remember.
So they're really hard to do on yourself.
Yeah, I would never touch them.
Yeah, but it is how you get the lift and volume of a ponytail. That's what every red carpet ponytail you ever see, that's what they're using. They're not using like a wimpy little elastic.
Right.
So they're really hard to do on yourself, though. So he has revolutionized it where the elastic itself is covered and the hooks are bigger. It's a lot easier to tuck into your own hair. So I'm going to do a little demo here.
But first, I'm going to explain it for our people who are just listening on audio. So Jill is holding a...
It looks like a bungee cord. Yeah.
It's like 6 inches long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of looks like it's a bungee cord, but it also looks like a scrunchie, hence the name.
Yes.
Scrungie.
You're better at this than me. Yes.
Okay. So the putting together of the two words, which I love wordplay like that. I actually made one up this morning. I'll tell you what it is while Jill does her demo over here. Okay. I made up the word smaff.
Okay.
You know when you're smiling, but you're about to laugh?
Okay.
My son and I were talking about who could make each other laugh first.
Oh, that's cute.
And he was like, see, I didn't laugh. And I'm like, no, you did. You were like smaffing. I saw it.
Smile laughing.
Anyway, so... Here it is. Okay. Behold the scrunchie.
So basically what you do is you have your ponytail, put it up as high as you want. And I am the girl. I've broken more hair elastics in my life than I care to remember.
Your hair is thick, you guys.
It's thick. So I feel like thick hair girls can relate. So what you do is you stick the hook just in the base of your ponytail like that.
Oh.
And then hopefully I can do it on. And then you're just stretching and wrapping.
Stretch and wrap, stretch and wrap.
Mm-hmm. I got my hair caught here. So this is something that I would love to wear like in the summer or even if to a workout class. This, like when he did the event here in Toronto, he did it at a spin studio.
Well, that's smart.
And then when you get to the, when you can't
wrap it around anymore,
you just stick it in and cross it with the other hook.
Stick it into what?
Just into your hair.
Okay.
Like almost like you would a bobby pin.
Okay.
And it's hooked in there and it does not move.
Okay. Da, 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 da.
Like I can, it's so secure. I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I'm obsessed.
Well, Jill, always something new whenever
always,
I see you.
Always something new. Great to do it in person.
Well, thank you for joining us, everyone.
Well, we'll definitely take pictures of everything that we talked about. As always, please find us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast. If you are so inclined, follow us on TikTok as well, Breaking Beauty Podcast. We also have a YouTube channel, which we are publishing more on there. And I would love it if you guys could give us a subscribe on YouTube because we are almost at 1,000 subscribers and that's my goal to get us to there.
Yes. And also follow us on Apple Podcasts and share with a friend if you think they would love our content. Thanks so much, everyone. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.